I'm very lucky in that we grew up near the Thames and the River Crane as well. So we had water sports growing up. And a couple of years ago, my aunt came over from New York and was telling us about this sport that she'd seen them doing on the Hudson. And it turned out to be paddleboard yoga, which we had no idea. We'd never even heard of paddleboarding, let alone the yoga. And we had an old windsurfing board in the garden from the 80s. So we chucked it in the river with a kayaking paddle and everyone fell in a lot. And from that point, we were kind of hooked. Core strength is your biggest asset with paddleboarding. But of course, it's something that you can gain by doing it. So I get a really strong core over a summer of paddleboarding.
I hate the gym. I love being out in the open and I love the water. So I'm guessing paddleboarding is a good alternative for people who don't like going to the gym.
Yeah, and also for me, like, I like the gym, but I don't want to be in the gym necessarily in the summer when it's sunny and there's lovely fresh air and I don't want to be inside very much. And I think there's lots of people who just want to take advantage of their time off and spend it outside, moving around, seeing stuff, having more of an experience than just going to the gym and churning out the calories on a treadmill. There's also a little bit of a sense of adventure. You get an adrenaline hit with water sports like this. So, you know, it's a bit of a challenge and people come along and they really kind of discover things about themselves and a new skill, which you wouldn't get from a kind of a normal workout.
What are the physical benefits first to paddleboard?
It's actually all over because of the balance element and combining balance on the boards with cardio of trying to momentum yourself forwards. It is a full body workout, but it's low impact, which is great. So, like, I'm not a big runner because I find it hurts my knees, but paddleboarding has never hurt me in any way at all because it's so gentle on you. And it also means that it's accessible to lots of people. So we've had all ages come out on the boards and all kind of stages of fitness out on the boards because it's something that anyone can try. And also, I'll never push anyone to stand, as you know, because I just want people to go out. Yeah, I want you to go out and have fun. I don't need you to stand. If you want to stand, then yeah, of course, I'll encourage you to.
Yeah, I was so happy just sitting down paddling along.
Yeah.
So what are the mental benefits?
Really good mental benefits. Firstly, because it's exercise, it releases endorphins and adrenaline, which calm you down and relax you, but they also give you a mental booster, so you're feeling happier instantly. But then there's also the trick about paddleboarding is there's a type of meditation called meditation in motion. Just trying to still your mind, if you're just sat still in a room like trying to meditate, is very difficult. But if you're focusing on an activity and a movement like paddleboarding, you're so sucked in, you can't think about everyday stresses. You can't think about what you need to get from Sainsbury's. You can't think about what you've got to do over the week. You're just thinking about that moment and what you're doing. So it's like forced mindfulness in a way. And what's quite nice is people don't expect it. So quite often you get to the end of a session and everyone's going, I feel really relaxed. That was so chilled. And, you know, sports aren't known to be relaxed. So you get a workout and you get a workout for your brain as well to sort of rest it. And also a lot of people, you might have found this as well, a lot of people forget to breathe. And as soon as you can get someone in that moment where they're trying to stand to breathe, you get this instant relaxation because your body just goes, yes, thank you, that's what I needed. Now I can stand. And you get that real like intake of oxygen into you, which helps with that boost.
And it was so easy, and I don't know what I was scared about when I was, you know, before I did it, why I hadn't done it sooner. But for people who are thinking, oh, I've never done it before, I can't do it, I'm afraid of falling in, or it's not, you know, I'll never be able to stand up, what would your advice be to those people?
I think it's accessible adventure. So if you are nervous, what I always do is I only take out small groups because I know people are nervous and I know that it's not something that you do every day. So people don't know what it's like. They don't know what to expect. And for me, the most rewarding sessions are when you get someone who's nervous and you get to the edge of the water and you can see it in their face, they're nervous. Within 10 minutes on the board, out on the water, they're smiling, and by the end they're addicted. Everybody loves it. You just have to get through that initial fear moment of the unknown, basically.
And I see from your Instagram page all of the rubbish you're picking up on a daily basis. Are you able to describe some of the things you see on it when you're paddleboarding?
I mean, whenever I go out on the board, there's always rubbish out in the river, and I've always collected it out of habit because I'm out enjoying the river, enjoying the natural surroundings, and I think it's the most beautiful place on earth. So for me, I'm going to keep it beautiful. And what is lovely about the community of people who are local and are coming out on the river is they feel the same way. So when we're out and we're doing a river cleanup, which we do kind of once a month, everyone, it becomes a little bit of a fun treasure hunt, if that sounds a bit odd, but it's quite fun, and you get a bit competitive about who can find the weirdest thing. So we found a whole Chinese takeaway set, all unopened. We found a, you know, like those plastic support boots that you get given by the hospital if you break your toe. It's one of those in the river. That was quite heavy to pull out. We found a broken rowing oar that looked like it had just snapped off. We found a chocolate bar from the 80s, uneaten. And there was an empty beer can from the 90s, but it was actually full of snails, so it had become this little ecosystem.
So that just shows you how long things actually stay on the riverbed.
Yeah, things spend forever in there. And the worst thing is, if they're in the river, they're going out to the sea. And if they get into the sea, then they become microplastics eventually. And there is now plastic in 2 out of 3 fish. So that ends up in our food and in our water. So for me, the more we can pull out the river, the less ends up in the food chain and in the animals.
And what kind of animals do you see? I guess there's all sorts of wildlife in the Thames.
Yeah, there is. It's actually, the Thames is the healthiest it's been in 150 years. And in the Thames estuary, they've now got really healthy colonies of seals and dolphins. There's 2 types of sharks in the Thames estuary, and even seahorses. Where we are, we get about 1 seal a year. The rest of it we don't get. They tend to sort of coach the seals back out to the sea. But where we are, we see a huge abundance of fish, which in the middle of the summer when the river's really clear, you can see them swimming along underneath you under the boards, which is quite cool. We see cormorants and herons, lots of ducks, so things like obviously your mallards, but we also have coots and moorhens, and Egyptian geese. They're really friendly, they're very sweet.
I guess the feeling that I had also when I was out there was that you're free, you know, you're in the middle of the Thames and you know everyone else is rushing by, you know, the cars and everything on, and then you're just there, and then you'll see the fish or you'll see a bird and you'll think, actually I'm living in their habitat and I'm on the Thames and I'm away from everything and I'm really free.
Yeah, it's a whole different perspective from the river, and I think it's really nice to give people that different angle on the place that they live and sort of to see it in a different way, because, you know, everyday stresses mean that where you live may or may not be somewhere that you love, but when you see it from a natural environment perspective, it's suddenly beautiful again and it's calm. And also seeing it from that place means that you fall in love with it again and you start to look after it better. So if you go out on the water, it makes you fall in love with the river. And if you're in love with the river, then you think more about the whole plastic issue and keeping rubbish out of the river, and looking after our environment.